You're tuned into the Black White Show podcast with T. Alexander 614, GQ Smooth, and Boring ZT.
Yo, we back. It's the Black White Show podcast.
Woo!
That was loud in my ear.
Sorry. God dang. I'm excited to be back.
Hey, well, y'all hear that. He's excited to be back, but you know who I am. It's T. Alexander 614. Find me on IG. Hit us up on Black_White Show on IG. I told y'all last episode, it's summertime, so our schedules are all over the place. We trying to get it in, fun. Still record, get our technology up for the podcast, get everything together. So bear with us as we are getting the Black White Show better than ever, new and improved. The upgrades are coming, things like that. So thank you for all the gray minds that are here with us throughout this process that's been with us since the beginning. So I appreciate y'all. And that's my spiel.
And it's me, Zachary Taylor Boring, also known as Boring ZT.
On IG
is where you can find me.
And you already know what the fuck is going on. It's the head, not the tail. GQ Smooth. GQ underscore SM0 OTH. It's a hot girl summer.
They've been
Or is it a hot boy? Is City Boy summer?
We need to get the
They've been hitting that up. Let's go. So far this summer, what's some highlights so far this summer? It's July. Second week of July now. I don't think I hit much this summer. I know Big Crit, like I said, is coming out tomorrow, tonight. This will be Friday, July 12th. Big Crit, so hey, go check it out. I'm a huge Big Crit fan.
I
have my hopes set on that.
I'm anticipating his, but right now, you know who he's got a knockoff for me?
J. Cole.
Freddie fucking Gibbs.
Nah, you know
yes.
That was coming.
No, let me tell y'all. Listen, it's getting critical acclaim. I've been listening, and I've been happy to hear all the people saying they fucking with it. Freddie Gibbs and Madlib.
I'm not even mad at
Bandana. That shit is banging.
Zach sent something, and he was snapping.
Let me tell you, Freddie Gibbs, not Freddie Gibbs, Madlib, the dude that produced it, the production is fire to begin with. This dude was flexing on everybody. He created all the beats on the damn iPad. Made some banging ass tracks. The whole album was produced on an iPad. And he's shitting on dudes on an iPad. I'm just saying. That's pretty impeccable.
Let's give it up to Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hate on
him. I just don't listen
Gangsta
to him.
Gibbs.
I don't know him. So he's Gary Indiana.
He gonna be like Big Crit. He gonna be like Big Crit to you. Like you just gonna listen to him.
Nah, it's his voice.
It's gonna take you forever to listen.
Two years from now, he's gonna be like, "Hey man, I'm at this Freddie Gibbs concert." And I'm gonna be like,
"This shit's lit."
I give him that shit. He gave me Big Crit early in advance. I wasn't rocking with it, but then I fell in love with Big Crit. I'm a true fan of his. We're gonna make this quick today, I think. We'll see. So let's just go straight topics. I was giving Disney my accolades or applause. They've been really ahead of the curve, or maybe not ahead of the curve, because they just now started at one black princess. What was that? The Princess and the Frog?
I mean, she was only like a princess for what, 5 minutes?
Oh, I didn't even watch the movie, so I don't know. Yeah,
she was a frog the whole damn time in the movie.
Oh, damn.
Damn, that's some false advertisement. I've never seen it. All I know about that girl is when she's a princess. I didn't know she was a damn frog.
Yeah, she was a frog for about an hour and a half.
Well, Disney's trying. They're colonizer best way to get out of that old image. Like somebody said, this uproar I'm talking about right now is the mermaid, the Little Mermaid incident with Ariel. I think her name's, what's it? I thought it was Halle Berry. What's the girl named? Haley? Haley Berry.
Haley Berry.
Yeah.
Is going to be playing
one of Beyonce's Ariel. Chicks. Yes. Opened up for her, right?
Yep. Exactly. Because I didn't know who it was, but and I looked at her and she I was like, sing. What are y'all so in the uproar about? One, she could sing, and two, she looks like a damn mermaid. Like, her eyes are, like, very spread apart.
Bruh.
Like, I was like, she looks like she looks the part, and she can sing. Like, what are y'all hating on? Like, yeah, and she's a little light, she's a little darker skin, melanin complexion. Like, okay, I get it. But at the same time, like, she looks like a damn mermaid. But I'm giving her Disney the respect, but I also have to take some of the tone back. Like, somebody said, it's been 70 years since they've came out with the Princess and the Frog, like actually adding a black princess lead character. Like, it was 70 years in the making. You know what I mean? And then I think after Princess Frog, you got Black Panther. You know what I mean? And then now you got Lil Mermaid. They're like, chill. People that are so mad and upset at this Lil Mermaid incident. Like, this is like the first main character that's going to be black. And it's a fucking mermaid.
Cinderella. It's a mermaid. Brandy? Cinderella?
Well, the cartoon. Of a cartoon live action. That's a movie. That was a TV show.
No, it wasn't.
That wasn't a movie. Brandy, y'all came on ABC.
Brandy is a... I have it. It's Disney.
Disney princess?
It came on ABC. It didn't come out in movies. It came out on a TV show. It came on... It was a TV special.
Brandy was straight...
With Whitney Houston.
Brandy was straight to DVD.
Damn, that's kind of crazy.
It was good. It was really good. But it was
she
that.
She didn't come out of theaters.
Nah, so the mermaid incident is like, hey, y'all giving a lot to this. And they're like, it's a mermaid. It's not even real. It could be whatever color you want it to be. Like,
she looks pretty white, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ariel
looks pretty white.
Yeah. Or you're saying the
Disney princess, Ariel looks white.
Oh, yeah, no. The actual cartoon character was white, but that's what they're saying. It could be whatever you want it to be. It's a fucking mermaid. There's no legit
that
character on it.
Silly. People like that, that's the fragile people that are like, they're taking away our white history or, you know, shit like that. Like, come on, man. It's a fucking mermaid.
Little mermaid.
Is the Little Mermaid a part of your history? Are you Atlantean or whatever the fuck she is? Because if you're not,
Aquaman.
You have no. If you're not, unless you're part fish, then you can't really be offended.
All right. Well, I think we all consent on
Disney
that,
already put the image out. The Little Mermaid should have been green.
I saw Terry Crews was campaigning to play the dad.
I seen that. They want Idris Elba to play the dad.
Bro, yeah, he's the go-to for any
Ursula
role
need to be Monique. Cause she did so good impressions. Oh, I'm like, she the size.
They put Tamela Mann. They put Tamela Mann as it. They're like, she looked just like her. They had a side by side image. I was like, damn, she do. It's like, take me to the king. I was like, oh shit, they got her. They did have her. She looked just like
her. Who's gonna play the little crab? Under the
I forget who they have for that. But shout out to Disney also for Lion King about to come out. And that's like an all-black cast except like Seth Rogen. And
just hanging out.
Seth. He's Pumbaa or whatever. What's it? Timon and Pumbaa? Mm-hmm. So shout out to them, Lion King, for doing their thing. I can't wait to see that. I'm knocking kids out the way so I can go see my damn Lion King. Anything else? What else you got? I know you had something.
Oh, we already covered it. I was going to shout out my album of the year candidate.
Oh, that's all you wanted to do?
Well, that was one of my main things. I guess, unless we really trying to get into some topics, because the one I got is going to be controversy.
Well, let me get my GTFOH out the way. GTFOH is for all these damn people licking the fucking ice cream.
Oh, hell no.
That people are trying to eat when they're going through their local grocery stores and Walmarts, and you fuckers are out here licking the damn ice cream. You niggas. I only seen niggas doing it.
Like, no. Ariana Grande a couple summers ago licked some donuts at a donut shop and put them back.
I would eat her licked donuts. It's really? Ariana Grande.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's fucking disgusting.
Herpes, I've done some nasty stuff, so I could eat your licked ice cream.
It's just the fact that
donuts.
I got a story about this, as a matter of fact, that happened to me this week. Fucking Church's Chicken.
Oh, I remember you.
Fucking Church's Chicken. One, I come in the fucking Church's, and they have this fan tied onto a string from the ceiling Spinning. Okay, health code violation, but I'm not tripping.
Fire code, that's all types
like,
of codes.
Like, bro, what the fuck? I have to post it for y'all on our show or something so y'all can see what the fuck I'm talking about. Second, I asked for two fucking legs.
Okay.
The bitch gives me a leg and a thigh. So, you know, I get out to the car, I check it, and I'm like, oh, this is a leg and a fucking thigh. I take it back. She takes the fucking box, like, oh, you did have two legs. Takes the chicken out of the box and puts it back with the other
trash
chicken.
No, she didn't.
I said, this is so disgusting.
Did you just get a refund?
No,
bro, I'm like, only church. I don't know if you guys have churches in any other state. But they are only in the hood where the crackheads and prostitutes dwell. So, I'm like, if it wasn't me...
You went to the one in the hood?
Yeah, it was East Main Street in Kelton. And I'm like, it's prostitute city over here. If anybody else did this and brought the... Like, I'm dressed in, like, you know, a button up, got the top down, I look good. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, I'm like, you know that's a health code violation? That's so disgusting. She was like...
She's like, what's a health code?
Bro, she had nerve to get mad at me and say... I gave you your chicken. I said, oh, bitch, now I gotta report you.
Shit.
Report you now.
Man, she'd have got that chicken leg in her mouth or something. I'd have been like, you did it. What?
Can't. Like, that's so nasty. Like, I'm like, I took it literally outside and opened the box. You don't know what kind of things my hands did with that chicken.
Right.
And what kind of things.
You could have rubbed it on your with that chicken.
Yeah.
You could have rubbed it on your butt.
And maybe it was like the culture.
Like, that's too far, but no, go ahead.
Maybe it was like the culture of like, because of the location. Black people always trying to get something free. So she's like, I'm not about to just give you, you know, this chicken for free, but you could have threw it away. You know what I mean?
That's what
like,
they supposed to
do. Yeah, you could have threw away. If you weren't going to give it to me and just add another piece of chicken,
you
could have just threw it away.
A lot of tampering to that chicken.
Having worked in restaurants at various points in my younger years, like, you got a whole new respect for cleanliness. And sometimes, you know, there were places I worked at that, you know, I'd be like, it's some dirty bastards, and I wouldn't eat here myself. In some of the places, like, people handling raw meat, never washing their hands. I'm like, you can kill somebody.
I
mean,
me
not want
to go out to eat. But, I mean,
that's
I still
just what
do.
You do.
I mean, you know, the risk.
It builds up
crazy.
Your resistance.
Your immune system. But back to these people, though, that is licking these ice cream. Like, the little girl, I think she's a juvenile. She was doing a prank. She thought that I feel that it went too viral. Like, it went, like, the news and that, like, it blew up. Like, I was watching on, like, Yahoo, like, the articles. I was like, I think this is local newsworthy. Like, very local news.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, your local news should highlight this. But I was like, I don't know if this is that much attention to it. Because I said, as soon as I started seeing it, like, on my Yahoo feeds and stuff like that, I was like, there's going to be copycats. Like, a lot of copycats
that's
and people trying to do this.
That's irresponsible about reporting certain things, is it's like, you are... Yeah, you're trying to let people know about something, but you're also encouraging people because you're promoting it. The thing that the first person that did it is stupid, but I can forgive that person. Every single person that did that shit publicly afterwards, I feel like very minimum sentencing because they were talking about facing multiple years in prison for that. I'm like, no, that's excessive.
Yeah, 20 years
for her.
Up to 20.
For her, I felt like that. Everybody after that, I'm like,
she's
if you know that she's facing 20 years, and you do that shit,
she was a juvenile.
Really
did that. The next guy in Louisiana did it was a full
is this
grown
a new
man.
Challenge
name?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, all of the people that do this, you need to get some severe punishments because you fucking up now. Like, you already know how serious it is that a person was facing 20 years over some dumb shit like that.
Might as well commit a murder.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. That's,
well, she's a juvenile. They're just saying she'd get up to 20 years.
I just had to
juvenile. They're not going to try her as an
probation,
adult. Yeah, they're giving her
a
juvenile.
That shit is not okay. She needs probation and assessment.
I just had to reality check myself after this because I was like, talking about people getting punished for this and everything, and I'm like, yeah, they fucking up, give them some time. And then I just thought about all this Epstein shit, knowing this dude was prostituting underage girls and got was in prison for a month. They said he got it was something crazy. Like, he was on 12-hour work release every day when he was in prison.
Halfway.
He's a billionaire.
Literally half the day. Literally half the day he was in prison. He wasn't required to be in prison. Yeah, I don't even want to talk.
So all I got to do is really tire myself out and then go back to prison. Like, I could kind of do that.
I'm just like,
get real tired. Yeah, make sure I'm really tired. Then be like, I don't give a fuck where I'm crashing.
Pop sleeping pills before I go.
I'll be good.
I mean, just think about, I'm sure she was not the first person. She's just the first person who's publicized about it. Yeah, like.
Damn, that makes me think. I mean, she's not damn, ice cream. I love gelato and all that shit. Somebody done fucking.
That's why I always get my shit from the back. Like,
they say they gotta start putting the paper on it. Before
well,
that you rip
off.
Seal.
A lot of them have like a plastic seal around it.
And they put in plastic seal for you fuckers. Is that the reason why they do plastic seals? It's for nasty ass people.
Yeah, so yeah. So people don't tamper with it.
I saw the story a couple months ago where the guy was peeing on the produce. Like, he was peeing on the produce.
What
like,
possesses a person to do shit?
Like, I don't understand.
Why
ask
you, why?
What do you really gotta wash your produce?
What do you get
shit
out?
I never think
there's
about.
There's no gray area. Like, you're not gonna find gray area asking why on why people do certain things they do.
Why the fools fall?
That range is, I think, very wide on why people do silly shit.
You pick up some celery and you think it's not supposed to be wet. No, it's piss.
But I was thinking when he just said that, like, about, like, you can excuse the first person for doing something, but that's why I was like, what about a crackhead? Like, excuse a crackhead, the first person that used crack, like, okay. But now, like, you use a crack,
know
it's
what
like,
happens.
Oh,
no,
bro.
For real. You like, do know what happens. Come on, man.
Like,
you
that's
can't years into this.
You
can't
see, we're
you
not
can't,
excusing you.
You can't see a picture of a crackhead and be like, oh, yeah. I'm
but the person in
like
the
80s, that.
You're like, okay. Yeah. I get it.
I might give it to him.
You didn't know. You didn't know he was going to be stealing your grandmama's microwave. Anyways, I got a. What else was I talking about? I think I wanted to hit Blueface kicked his mom's sister out. Do y'all feel like that's justifiable? He said his mom let him kicked him out of the house and made him live in his car. So once he let them stay with him for a second, now that he's kind of popped, but then he kicked his mom and sister out. Like,
to me, I feel like if your mom kicked you out, like as a young male, you were probably doing some real heavy fucked up shit to get kicked out.
That's a possibility.
I agree. I think it's a possibility.
I think that just goes to show, like, for me, like, and I don't know that person's story, like how close they were, or, you know, maybe she abused them. I don't know. There could be all types of things, and I don't really feel strongly one way or the other about it. It's just like, you don't owe anybody anything at the end of the day. It's like we were just talking about the
your mom
philanthropy. I owe my mom.
Like, hold on.
Yes. I owe my mom.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying I owe my mom.
Probably, that's
but
probably
that's not
going to
be the
him.
Case for everybody.
That's I mean, probably stuck with him. Out. He was waiting for the day to actually make her feel what he felt.
He probably grinded so much harder to make it just, oh,
man,
I can't wait. I'm going to kick this bitch out.
And post about it. Like, God
what
dang.
What if he quits rapping now?
That's all I wanted was to kick you out of my fucking house. Because
he didn't need to post it. You know what I mean? We didn't need to know that.
He didn't post it. Somebody else did.
Oh, somebody else posted it?
Yeah, it was like that would be his shitty. Cousin or something was there, or his sister
man,
or something.
Now I'm kicking you out. Everybody gone. All right, so
bless those who curse you.
Y'all got anything? Y'all, I'm gonna go bring it to the gray. I'm going fast today. All right, bring it to the gray. Here we go.
Now it's time.
Go, go.
This thing is
to bring it to the gray area alert.
You go to your favorite athlete. You go to your favorite athlete, entertainer or sporting event or a concert, club, things like that with your significant other, okay? Or no, we said disclaimer, not significant other, just someone you start to date and things like that. But you go to your favorite athlete or entertainer's thing, whatever they're doing, event. That entertainer asks only you to come back. What do you do in that situation?
That is a conversation that you just gonna have to have. Like, do you even like Lupe? Or are you just here because I'm here? Like, I ain't gonna leave you. Like, just give me 5 minutes.
Nah, he don't want to. He's saying you can come back, chill, things like that, but I ain't feeling such and such, or they just you. You
it's only common got room courtesy for you. Not to, but.
Well, we got room for you.
If we just now starting the date, bye. Oh, I'll call your Uber for you.
Oh, like, I'm not going to have this chance again. Like, Dave Chappelle,
it's my you know favorite. What I mean? Asking. You're just here because I'm here. If you don't have no respect for that, like, and I know a whole lot of women would do it too.
Oh.
Like, if it was like a even if they didn't like Yo Gotti or something, they would be like, well, I'm about to go party with Yo Gotti.
Yeah, because I think I was saying this. I had to bring this great for the.
Well, are we saying this in a, like a sexual way or a just kick it way or both? Both.
Either or anything.
Oh, either or. I was going to say both. We're going to kick it however you want to. Have sex and then kick.
If Rihanna asked me, like, just come back.
I don't know. I guess I
a group or not.
I say like, no. I say no. I wouldn't do that. But
until you're in that situation,
no, because
with that pressure on you.
Let me tell you, because I don't feel like I would go to anything like that with people that I would feel okay leaving. Whether it was a dating situation or a friend situation, like if we go to whatever, and I'm like,
you go drop her off and be like, I'm gonna go ahead and go. I'm gonna drop you off. I'm going to go ahead and go. Is that what you're saying? You're going to drop them off? You're saying you're not... If Rihanna's like, come back and chill.
Oh, yeah. We did say some of you dating. Yeah. Because I just used you as an example. I was like, yeah, if we went together... Da-da-da.
Nigga, no. Leave me!
Yeah. Well, that's what I was talking about.
If I was married, then I would say no. Like, it would be like, it's a package deal at the married point. But just dating, especially
well,
when we're
fresh... I'm married, We're here with each other forever. I'm only gonna see Rihanna once. Like,
and you gonna hear about it for the rest of your till death do you part.
Hey, that's
y'all
Rihanna
gonna be sitting on the porch drinking lemonade. You remember that time?
Like, I do. You want to talk about it?
It was a great experience. She had Ace of Spades, all of it.
Like, she remembered me. She didn't remember you. That's all I'm saying. Nah, I met, like, Mayweather and stuff like that. He didn't do that to us, but when we was in his club and stuff, he definitely kind of, I won't say wine and diners, but he definitely took care of us, talked to us, things like that. But I don't know if he would have told my date at the time, like, come back. I don't know. Like, indecent proposal, like... I don't know. Like,
went.
I don't, yeah.
She
would have
went 9 times.
But I'm 10. I'm not saying don't. That's what in my head.
Yeah,
I'm not that guy to be like,
nah, I'm Saudi.
Now, what if that happened? Yeah,
decent
that,
proposal.
If that happened to me, I'd be like, well, I hope that motherfucker got a ride back because fuck you.
You think I'm going to wait around?
Yeah,
we got a hotel. We got a hotel together. I'm canceling that shit. Yeah. Rental car, take it back, get a new
one. He offering $100,000.
F you.
Well, yeah, decent proposal.
You splitting it with me?
I mean, I'm going up in the ante now. Like, nigga, I think Floyd and them probably have done that shit. I know, I feel
just
I feel
to say
confident.
I can take your bitch.
Yeah, I feel confident in certain things
take
with that.
Take your bitch, give it back, take that's, your bitch again.
Wow.
Damn.
See
Lil
what
Wayne.
I'm saying?
That's Lil Wayne.
I just feel confident that some people do that. They get off on that, like celebrities and shit like that. Like, decent proposal,
damn.
Real.
You know, it's some people out there hate a motherfucker's guts. Because that happened to him, like if Wayne's line is true, what he said, and he did that to somebody, it's a dude out there that wants to kill him on sight.
I know Drake did that. I know Drake did that. Now probably, never mind. I was gonna go there.
Nah, Drake take him back and fucking play patty cake with him or something. He's a nice guy.
Oh,
nah, you take your girl down. I heard. I was gonna say Lil Nas X just doing it in reverse. He's asking for your man.
You're gonna
now,
get some backlash.
Like, now what he do?
I don't know anything about him
now
other than
do?
The little bit that I've heard
you're
of that
get
song.
Some
I know. I don't want you, bitch. I want your man.
But I feel like he might be faking the gay thing.
You know, the first time I seen him,
clap.
I thought he was gay.
Do it for
him.
Oh yeah.
The first time I saw him, I was like, he.
I don't know anything about him. I've seen
he's
very
from
little
Atlanta.
Of him.
Well, yeah.
And he said he was like a a Nicki Minaj like super fan or something. Like, yes, that's all. Like,
I didn't know about him at all.
Gay to me. Like, well, that doesn't make you gay, but he just sounds like sweet.
Let him take you down to the but what old if, town
what if,
road.
What if he is doing that though? Like, what if he's
indecent proposal? Oh, fronting.
Yeah, like I'm going like back he's to using proposals. It. He's using it to, trying to take stay relevant. Down. Yeah, like oh, this the thing to do right now. So I'm gonna say.
I think he probably. I want to say yeah. I want to say bye. Or I mean, one of his lovers or somebody come out and be like, nah, he is. But I feel you on the clout chasing. I think because. His album conveniently came out, and then you come out.
Ba-dum-tsh.
But
I feel like.
And then he says, "I got a song that talks about it." Like, why are you going so much in detail about it? Just let it come out and let people.
But being do gay, their own, like in America, can still hinder you more than help you at this point too.
Oh
so.
Yeah, I agree. But
it matters what situation.
There's people that they it don't be thinking situation. That shit out. They're just like, oh, I'm going to say this. Like, people clout chasing, like you said, people don't think that shit through. Clout. Like,
think of how many kids, like, listen to his music and how their parents would be like, no, you're not listening to him anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it would probably hurt him more.
I would like to see what his...
These kids going to listen to.
I know it was very soon when he did that, but I would like to see if there was a jump in the algorithms as far as the streams and stuff.
Do you need to see video evidence? But he already went diamond. To prove it.
He already went diamond from Old Town Road, which is a huge accolade. Like, that is a huge accomplishment. I don't care what fucking gender you are, what gender, what sexuality orientation. Going diamond is
not too many people have.
I don't care. So, and especially this day and age with streams and all that, like for you to go diamond because it crossed over everything. If you can cross over. In so many different genres, like, you're going to win. Like, the Bruno Mars is a song like this, Old Town Road, like, country, rap, pop stations. It just crossed over everything. You can play it anytime, and it's a clean cut. So that makes it even better. Just like I think of Pharrell's Happy. Like, when it's something's a clean edit, like, you can play it.
Happy? I hate it.
You can play it.
It don't make you happy.
No. It don't make you happy. It makes me mad.
It does. A little bit.
But I'm just saying, when you got a clean edit like that, you can play it so many times. You don't even have to radio edit it or anything. Like, it's ready to go. Things like that. But I just wanted to say, like, the normalcy. I wasn't even going to go to this topic, but I was just going to think, like, the normalcy of being gay, I don't think he needed to come out and say that. Like, I don't think Frank Ocean has to come out and say that. Like, if you just show up on the red carpet at the award event with your dude, then let that be.
Like, isn't that so weird that everybody, like, famous people at least, and maybe, I presume a lot of people in general, like, you always hear about people coming out to their family and stuff, but, like, you know, like, the world we live in, you have to announce your sexuality. Like, you can't just let that shit be what it is or be private or whatever. Like,
I mean, y'all don't know. Maybe somebody was blackmailing him. He's like, I'll get to it before you.
Oh, wow. Yeah, maybe.
That's a good
one. I read there was a thing.
Yeah, I sucked.
a headline on my...
I sucked plenty of dicks.
The Apple headlines or whatever on my phone.
Hot take.
And it was saying, it was of course from Fox News, and it was saying that... this guy's son came out to him as straight. And, like, it just kind of made me laugh. And I know Fox News is doing that because they have their agenda.
His son came out as straight?
Yeah. Fox News is doing it from, this is what's wrong with America. Kids feel compelled to declare themselves straight.
Right.
But I feel like that probably eventually will be a direction that we go as a society that...
Coming out parties.
People's gonna...
Coming out.
Kids
like,
gonna,
waiting at 16, like... Like, what's he gonna do? What's she gonna do? Like, we all know, like, gender reveals. It's just
like
a sexual preference.
Like a bar mitzvah or something. Like,
he's gay! Yeah! I knew it!
I knew it! I knew that shit!
Oh, straight! Oh, did you believe that bitch was straight? I couldn't believe that bitch said she was straight. Nah, she been gay. I knew she was looking at her the whole time. She fooled us. She fooled us.
She broke my heart.
I don't know.
When she came out.
That'd be hot. sexual orientation right at your sweet 16. Like,
sexual orientation.
What you gonna
party.
Do? What she gonna do?
I wanna know who's gonna be the first to have a sexual orientation.
Oh, I think people have done that.
You think so?
Yeah.
A coming out party, maybe.
Yeah. Well, coming out party, but just you really don't know. But then I just.
If you really don't know, you're probably bisexual.
Yeah. People, I don't know. I'm just saying that party's gonna be lit when they start doing this shit.
Litty tree fitty.
16-year-old sexual orientation parties. All right, I don't really got much more. What y'all got? Anything else?
I do, but it's gonna take too long.
Why?
I wanna talk about the link I sent y'all. The video.
Oh, we got time.
I don't.
All right, we'll save it. Well, we'll save it because I do want to. Because
this
deep
is a
that.
Yeah, this is a topic that he can do anytime. Like, it's not specific for this time.
It's always going to be relevant.
It's always going to be relevant.
Crabs in a barrel always going to be relevant.
That's not what it was
you
about.
Crab.
Damn.
That is a very derogatory term toward the Crips.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about earlier?
Yeah,
she's a caterpillar. No offense.
We're purple. We're neutral. We're no gangbanging podcast. we're very neutral.
Black White Show is a non. What's the Greek? Iota Phi Theta Fraternity is a non-hazing organization.
We ain't coming at nobody. But anyways, so again, we will. I will. I don't know if you guys would be going, but the podcast awards will be on August 25th. Here in Columbus, we're nominated, so again, we'll be on that going forward. Anything else? Anything popping for the summer? I know I'm going to Cincinnati Music Fest at the end of this month. Anything else?
I think I'm
going
to try to go to Chicago
in the summer?
In August.
Okay. Well, shout out Cincy. Shout out Chicago.
I might have a dope-ass pool party.
Ooh. Oh, that would be nice. Come all through, Black White Show listeners.
Fine ones. Bad bitches only.
All the gray minds. Gray minds think alike. Come out to GQ's pool party. That'd be nice. Black White Show pool party.
Yeah.
I like it.
Nah. All right.
Bottles, bitches. Like, nah.
See Alexander 614 on IG. What y'all got? Y'all going?
Oh, yeah, Boring ZT on IG is where you'll find me.
And GQ Smooth.
We out. This is a quick episode. Then we'll be back next week with some fire. So, let's go.